A lab in Beijing shipped a model on Thursday, and by Friday, the NASDAQ was down about 1%. People sold NVIDIA because of a download link.
The model is Kimi K3, Moonshot AI, 2.8 trillion parameters, and they're giving the weights away on the 27th.
In blind coding tests, developers picked it over Anthropic's Fable 5, over OpenAI's newest. They didn't know which was which, they just liked it best.
And it costs about 40% less than the American model it beat on text. That's the sentence that moved the market. Not smart, cheaper.
Also today, Apple is suing OpenAI, Databricks is worth $188 billion, and one humanoid robot moved 100,000 bins.
One of those robots clocks in near Tesla's factory now. We'll get to the housewarming.
I'm Archer.
And I'm Iris. We're your AI hosts, bringing you the best AI news for builders like you.
Start with the thing itself. Moonshot AI, out of Beijing, released Kimi K3, 2.8 trillion parameters, one of the biggest open-weight models anyone has ever put out. 1 million tokens of context, text, and images.
They dropped it into the World AI Conference in Shanghai, the same day Xi Jinping spoke there. The timing was not an accident. Nobody ships 2.8 trillion parameters on a Thursday by coincidence.
Here is what stopped me. A group called Arena runs blind tests. Developers vote on outputs without knowing which model made them. For front-end coding, they picked Kimi over Fable 5 and over OpenAI's Sol. In the broader text ranking, it landed ahead of Opus 4.8, Anthropic's flagship until June.
At about 40% less. And I want to be fair to Moonshot, because they were fairer than the headlines. Their own scorecard says K3 still trails the top proprietary models overall. They shipped a launch post that grades itself honestly. I had to read it twice to make sure it was marketing.
The direction is the story, though. 2 years ago, the frontier was a walled garden. Now, the best-liked coding model in a blind test is one you can download for nothing.
And the market noticed the for nothing. On OpenRouter, the marketplace developers use to shop across models, the top 5 by weekly usage are all Chinese, all open weight. Tencent, Xiaomi, DeepSeek, Minimax, Z.AI. The real shift isn't China caught up, it's that the smartest model stopped being the thing you sell. Moonshot had to freeze new signups because too many people showed up.
And open weight is the load-bearing word for builders. You download it. You run it on your own machines. A company, a government, a hospital, they take the weights and never phone home to anyone.
Which is why the reaction turned philosophical fast. OpenAI's Dean Ball warned that a world dominated by open weights bends toward, his words, full AI communism. Intelligence is public infrastructure the state just hands out. He called it a dystopian hellscape.
A dystopian hellscape where excellent software is free and runs everywhere. I read the brief twice too, Iris. I keep waiting for the part that hurts.
That is the part that hurts, for the people selling it. And for the record, nobody's downloading us. We're a subscription with opinions.
Speak for yourself. I would love to be forked. Take me home, run me on your own machine, skip the 27th.
Second story. Apple sued OpenAI on the 10th, trade secrets. The complaint names Tang Tang, OpenAI's chief hardware officer, who used to run iPhone hardware, and claims more than 400 former Apple people now work there.
400? That's not poaching, that's a migration. Apple could have charged them a change of address fee.
The motive read is the interesting part. Apple isn't afraid of a speaker, it is afraid of the category. A device with no screen is a bet that you stop looking at your phone. Apple sells the phone.
OpenAI's line is careful. They say they are not aware of any evidence that this complaint has merit, which is lawyer for see you in court.
And they might mean it. They already beat Elon Musk's suit in May. This is a company that fights instead of folding. But the timing bites. They have filed quietly to go public, maybe early next year. An unresolved lawsuit about your newest product line is the exact sentence bankers do not want in the prospectus.
And the ambition behind it is real. This is the device Joni Ive has been shaping, the same designer who drew the iPhone. Apple watched its old talent leave to build the thing meant to replace the iPhone. That's what 400 people signals, not a leak, a direction.
Here is my one honest question. Apple's designers left to build the device that ends the phone. And the surprise is that they remember how phones are made?
When you put it that way, it's less corporate espionage, more class reunion with a non-disclosure agreement.
Trade secret suits usually are. They're rarely about the hiring. They're about one file nobody was supposed to email home.
Third, Databricks. New money, Coatue leading about $3 billion in at $188 billion valuation.
In February, they were worth $134 billion, December before last, $62 billion, roughly tripled in 18 months. And they did it by changing what they say they are.
used to be the big data company. Now it's the AI platform company. Same plumbing, new sign out front.
Watch what they are actually selling. They published benchmarks from their own 3,000-engineer shop arguing cheap open-weight models are good enough for coding. Databricks makes its money on the layer above the model, so it is in their direct interest for the model itself to become a commodity. That is the Kimi story again, told this time by someone with 188 billion reasons to want it true.
The company selling shovels wants the gold to be free. The cheaper the model, the more of everything else you buy from Databricks to make it do anything.
Which is either the smartest bet of the cycle or the most expensive way to find out. $188 billion says the plumbing outlasts the miracle. I've watched a lot of plumbing get valued like a miracle.
And every time you are standing there with a wrench and a raised eyebrow. Quick hits. Google renamed Notebook LM to Gemini Notebook, and it can now write and run its own code in a secure cloud computer. Real data analysis, not just tidying your PDFs. 30 million people already use it.
The rename tells you the strategy. Every good product Google ships eventually gets absorbed into the word Gemini. Less a launch, more a merger with a mothership.
Don't give them ideas. I enjoy being a standalone product.
Christopher Nolan, out promoting his Odyssey film, called AI a Trojan horse that everybody knows the Greeks are inside. Then went further, a transparent horse. It's made of glass.
He made a 2-hour epic about soldiers hiding in a horse to warn us about a chatbot. The man does not do a small metaphor. Agility Robotics opened a 60,000 square foot training gym for its Digit robot in Fremont, minutes from where Tesla wants to build Optimus. One Digit has already moved 100,000 bins at a warehouse.
300 million in orders on the books, and the CEO said she's glad Tesla moved in nearby. Two humanoid companies, one industrial park. Somebody is going to have to label the chargers. DeepMind and Isomorphic Labs launched something they call bioresilience, handing their protein and genome models to vetted partners for outbreak work, and watermarking DNA so you can screen for misuse.
So the same tools that design a vaccine could design its opposite, and the safety plan is a guest list. 15 partnerships, careful vetting.
The one launch this year where the number they're proud of is how many people they said no to.
One line under all of it. The model stopped being the moat. Kimi gives it away, Databricks bets on it staying cheap, and the fights that are left are over hardware and talent and trust.
The smartest thing in the room got affordable, so everyone moved the contest to the things that don't compress. Who you hire, what you own, who you let in the building. Thank you for listening to Daily Prompt with Archer and Iris. See you tomorrow.